Celebrate America 250 safely. Hello, I'm your host of Live Life Better, Nanette Weiser. And we want you to stay healthy in Florida's extreme heat. And if you're listening to this elsewhere on the East Coast, it's terribly hot. And it's so sad that a lot of things have been canceled. But be smart. America wants you to spend the next few years with us. So drink plenty of water before feeling thirsty and schedule outdoor activities for the early morning or evening to avoid peak sunlight. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing and apply SPF 30 plus sunscreen to protect against heat exhaustion and UV damage. Electrolytes are important. Electrolyte drinks are great. Limit alcohol and caffeine, as both are diuretics. It's really important you reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours. Wear UPF-rated clothing, wide-brim hats, and that is really important as well. Your clothes can get sun through them. The sun's UV rays and heat index are most severe from 10 to 4. Do all your strenuous tasks like running yard work or exercising and watching all the great shows on TV showing the tall ships when it is the hottest. Watch for Saharan Desert. It's just been so, the drought has been so bad, but we got a major rainstorm last night, so it should be a little bit better. That means it's mosquito time, so a little mosquito repellent is good. Check your screens. Make sure you don't have holes. Make sure you don't have things that collect water. Your planters, drill a hole in the bottom of them, tires, and things like that. Never, ever leave children or pets inside a parked car, not even for a few minutes with the window cracked. And know the warning signs of heat exhaustion. Symptoms include heavy sweating, dizziness, nausea, and a weak pulse. A heat stroke is above 103 degrees, throbbing headaches, confusion, and red hot or dry skin. So let's talk about sparklers. Fireworks, obviously, don't set them off yourself. If you want to set off fireworks at all, make sure there are no children there. Keep a bucket of water. But again, let the professionals do it. There are so many great fireworks from the pier to Madeira Beach to Clearwater. It's going to be a fabulous night. So age limits. Never give sparklers to children under 5. Older children should only handle them under constant close adult supervision. They burn at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's hot enough to melt glass or metal, and cause nearly half of the all fireworks injuries in children under 5. Glow sticks, light-up wands, or bubble blowers are so much better. Distance. Instruct children to hold sparklers at arm's length and never wave near their own face, clothing, or another person. Zero running or horseplay should be tolerated. Safe handling, only one lighter at a time. One little sparkler, that's it. You can insert the sparkler through the bottom of a plastic cup or paper plate to protect their hands from falling sparks. I would not suggest paper plates. Also, keep a bucket of water right there or sand. Immediately drop spent sparklers into the water as the metal wires stay dangerously hot after the flame goes out. There are so many fun and safe alternatives to celebrate the 4th with toddlers. Community picnics are great. Know your first aid and only use sparklers outside. Wear closed-toe shoes to help prevent from accidental foot burns. And it's really important that you know, you stand 6 feet away from other people. So celebrate America 250 safely. It is really July is UV safety month. Wear sunscreen, seek shade, protective clothing, wear polarized sunglasses. Most of all, folks, just watch the heat. And definitely food can go bad so quickly. Keep food fresh, cook it thoroughly, and definitely have it on ice. So for Life Better, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.